Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Schools Superintendent Ted Ince about the Education Savings Accounts Bill passed by the Iowa Legislature. The Iowa Legislature passed the Education Savings Accounts Bill. Will have an effect on public schools. What do you think it will have an effect on for Indianola Community School District?
Well, first of all, I would say, you know, just from a public education standpoint, it's very disappointing. It's a situation that there was already choices for families with the open enrollment at any time now. So I guess for me, that's just a big disappointment as far as how the process went through. As far as Indianola, you know, it's to be seen. Really, the bill that was passed, it really was, you know, this is what we're going to do. You know, we're not sure how it's going to affect everybody, you know, and it's that piece of there's so much uncertainty with it, other than they know that, you know, this year it's over $100 million for $106 million or whatever for educational savings account. And, you know, projected outcomes in the future, you know, you're talking $330 million, $340 million or more million dollars per year. And, you know, that's a small percentage of students in the state of Iowa. And compared to the number of students that attend public school, you know, I guess now moving forward is we really have to fight for supplemental state aid to make sure that, you know, we can continue to fund our public schools, give all programs for all the students that enter our doors, not just the ones that we choose to have come through our doors. So, you know, throughout the state of Iowa, there is going to be an impact, but what that looks like is yet to be seen.
I think one of the big concerns people raised with me when I was asking about them was, A lack of accountability with the funds. I guess I don't really see too much of that on your side as superintendent, but B, a lot of these private schools don't necessarily have to take all students, whether that's disabilities, whether that's a religion, whatever it may be. Do you think that will increase the burden on public schools to take even more of them, of those types of students?
You know, I think we've always taken whatever students come into our door. You know, and we don't have that option of saying, no, we don't want to educate you, or no, you don't fit what we have here within our public schools. So I don't know if it'll bring more of a burden to us. I think it will, you know, potentially could take some students away that would have great, receive great education in public schools, you know, depending upon what their families choose to do in the future. So I think that's the biggest piece is, you know, we strive to bring everybody that comes into our doors, you know, we accept them no matter what, whether they're, you know, whether they have a special needs or whether they're a regular ed student or a high achiever. Anybody that comes through our doors, that's our responsibility, and we do it to the best of our ability.
When we talk about short-term budget planning, does this affect this next fiscal year for Indianola? And then any long-term projections? Again, I know we can't really predict the future, but how do you think this will affect Indianola in the short term? And then any thoughts that may happen in the long term?
Sure. Well, I'm hoping that, you know, now with this piece that supplemental state aid will rise, you know, because again, on average, it's been, you know, 2.5, 2.2, 2%, 1.75. It's kind of been around that 2% the last number of years in the state of Iowa, and that doesn't keep up with the cost of inflation. So hopefully, now that there seems to be some surplus of money somewhere, that, you know, we can get above 3.5%. You know, that's wishful thinking, but it'd be nice if we could get more supplemental state aid, and that would hopefully, you know, impact our budget as we move down the road, because again, it's one of those pieces that you try to be very frugal and very conscientious of what you do with taxpayers' dollars. And, you know, that's the piece of, it would be nice to have a little bit more aid so we can continue to provide services and supports, not only for our staff, but also for our students and our families within our community.
Do you view this end up turning into a competition again? I don't want to ask, you know, for any hard answers, but it feels like with Warren County's proximity to a lot of private schools in Polk County, not too far away, do you think it'll end up kind of being competing for students? I guess when I talked to State Senator Julian Garrett, he said that was a good thing, that schools would be competing for students. How do you view that?
You know, it could be. You know, I think it was out on social media or someplace, and again, take it for what it's worth, that are more families going to take advantage of this? Maybe, maybe not. It, you know, we know for sure that right now, I believe there's 33,000 students that attend private schools in the state of Iowa. They will actually, you know, they will take advantage of this educational savings account. Will more students go to that? I don't know. I've heard that, you know, schools are full. What can they take? You know, if you're going to go to a private school and there's not room, how does that help you? So again, it'll be interesting to see if they add on to their buildings, if they do different things to be able to add more students. You know, again, the proximity is, could students potentially go there? Absolutely.
Thanks to Ted Ince for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.